Hi everyone, and welcome to the Curve Mindset Podcast with McGinley Coaching. I'm your founder and host, Lorna McGinley. Today we're joined by Jose Gomez. How are you, Jose?
Fine, and you? Thank you for getting me here with you.
No, I'm good, thank you. My Spanish is okay, but I think we'll just do it in English so we can have a bit more dialect. But can you just tell the listeners a wee bit of background about yourself and your kind of coaching journey so far?
Yes. Sorry for my English too. Okay, but I'll try to do my best. I am a UEFA Pro license coach. I hold my license since the year 2011, and I have been training for more than 15 years here at important academies like Club Atlético de Madrid and Rayo Vallecano. You know, Rayo Vallecano have been playing for La Liga First and Second Division, currently at La Liga First Division, and of course everyone knows about Atlético. And well, I reached good levels. I was very happy training and working with them, with under 19, 18 and 17 teams. I started my career at Atletico with an under 14 team, and I must admit that they were very happy years for me, because I trained with a lot of good players. For example, you know, David De Gea, former Manchester United goalkeeper, and more players who have been playing in very good clubs here in Spain. And also in Rayo, I worked for them 1 year, and where I learned a lot about methodology. It was a very important year. I also worked for AC Milan in a project in Avila, a local town, well, a city, an important city close to Madrid, and it was a very nice project, because we worked not only about football but also about education, and we were keeping a good methodology, paying attention to their careers as players, and also as students in high school in Avila, and then next steps at university in Avila. And for example, we had a very good player, Lawal, who was Club Deportivo Tenerife former player. And well, for me, this last years working at these important academies drove me through my love for football and my passion for working and learning with teenagers, young players who will be professionals in the future. I continued my formation career and steps. After my license as UEFA Pro coach, I started and I got my degree as an expert in analysis, and this was something key and very important in my career, because I am currently working for ATM Media, a company which is the official partner for Pixelot cameras, which are working through artificial intelligence, recording and broadcasting and working on video analysis for professional football. I'm very happy with this. This is a job that involves more office tasks, not only on the pitch. Well, I sometimes teach other analysts and coaches who are working at La Liga clubs, and I have to teach them how to use the video analysis system and how our cameras work. And I really like this. I'm very happy with it, and my company is growing a lot, and we are doing things very well. And well, my last step in my formation was my master degree in methodology, direction of methodology and training in fitness coaching and fitness training, and I really enjoyed my 2 years of this master, all the tasks and homework we had to do, talking about how to work strength, how to prepare all the season objectives and aims, in terms of diets for players, also the psychological side. And well, I must admit that I also enjoyed it, because I'm capable and ready for working on the methodology side and methodology departments, and I really like it.
Yeah.
Sorry if I was too long.
No, it's interesting. Gives me a lot. It's like you see, we've got a lot of meat on the bone to kind of pick through. But I'm interested in the kind of the methodology part of Vallecano, mm-hmm. And the kind of youth development. But you talked about the start about your development, through being a coach and an analyst and working and different, and then doing your kind of the masters. Do you think having that experience, working with young people and being an analyst and working, doing like different projects, makes you a better coach, so therefore you can go and speak to different people, so therefore you can learn from different your Real Madrid to Atletico to even different parts of Europe? Is that a big thing of doing not just football stuff, but things that are related to different jobs in football, so therefore you can be a mini sporting director, so therefore you learn how to deal with different projects? Is that something that is a big part of your learning?
Yeah, yes, no doubt, of course, for sure. I think that the nowadays idea of a professional football coach shouldn't be stuck only in training seasons and preparing lineups and tactics for the game, which is something very, very hard, and it means a lot of work to do. I have to say that as a professional coach, you have to have full control of every department. In terms of fitness, conditioning, the physical trainers, you have to work with them and be aware of the loads, and they are going to control you. I mean, they are going to tell you, okay, Jose, you cannot work or you cannot make this drill so long, because if not, players are going to be very tired for the game. Or physical trainers, physical coaches, they control us, but I think this shouldn't be the point. I think that we as professional coaches have to be in the same way with them, and prepare the training seasons with them, and also the planning for the whole season. We have to be together. Also about the video analysis, it is a key point in nowadays professional football. And well, there is not much time for preparing the games, so the video analysis department is key. It's very important for coaches to have the brief information about the opponent, and of course about the things that we didn't do right. The least important part, but the final point will be the methodology related with the academy teams and the first team. Of course, the first team head coach doesn't have time for looking at or having an eye on lower teams, but the methodology that comes from these lower teams is going to be put on the first team. So knowing the methodology of the club and thinking of the the points that they are developing as young players is very important. If you need to have one of these youth players with you in the first team, for example, if we think of Barcelona or Atletico Madrid, they have more or less different ways of playing, totally different styles. For example, we know that Barcelona Academy work a lot on passing game combinations and trying to create an attacking way of playing. And Atletico Madrid tend to have more a defensive style. We know that they use the 4-4-2 and 3-5-2 as compulsory tactics systems, and they train different things. So, for example, what happens when Xavi in the first team of Barcelona receives or has a look at one of these youth players, he knows that this player is used to this combination and passing game style. Simeone in Atletico, he has been playing with some youth players, but not as many as Xavi, for example, in Barcelona, because he doesn't need this. He has confidence on the veteran players, and for example, Koke, Saúl, or the central defenders, Jiménez, and so. And when these youth players come to the first team, they really don't know what to do. They are used to playing 4-4-2 or 3-5-2, but they don't have very clear points. Okay, are we going to play in counter-attack? Are we going to defend? Are we going to attack sometimes? It changes depending on the first team head coach style. And, well, I think that about your question, I will say that we as professional coaches should pay attention to every side of the game. The training sessions, the video analysis, and this methodology point should be key. For me, I will say that if you go, for example, when you were Jurgen Klopp, went to Liverpool, he came from Dortmund. Well, we can say that German football or the style that Dortmund played was similar to British football. Well, no, it doesn't have to be like this. And we know that Jurgen Klopp tried to learn a lot from the methodology that came from Liverpool, our team. So they came from Brendan Rodgers, and of course Klopp had to put his methodology in the club, but it was following little steps. So talking about methodology and ways of training should be very important for every coach.
Yeah, I agree, because I love reading and analysing and listening to podcasts on different like the types of leadership and the types of methodology, because 5 years ago, it was the number one question was, what is your philosophy? Now it's, what are the principles? What is this? What is that? And people are more interested in the ideas of coaches. But at the end of the day, it's 11v11. The ball is round. As someone said to me, it's 11 1v1s. It's a simple game, but it's how we react to the game, how we react to different scenarios, how we react to different players. Because you've got some players that might not have the best attitude, but could win you a game. You know, like a Cantona, you know, a very, very maverick player. But sometimes it's all about managing the player. When you were working at Atletico Madrid, obviously the 19s is a very prestigious, you know, team to work for, because you're working with the 19s and obviously there's a link with the first team. See, when you're working with players that are potentially going up and down for the first team and the kind of 20s, how did you try and manage the players? And also the second part of the question is, you talk about methodology. Did you try and, was it the first team methodology mirrored to the 19s? So therefore, you got to watch how the first team worked and then therefore try to copy and try to develop that kind of style. So therefore, there's still a way of thinking.
Yeah, this is a very good question. Well, on the individual side, I mean, for each player, well, you may have in your methodology, system, or plan, for example, I don't know, 25 goals or points to train. Not every player is going to train in a good mood, or are going to train all these things well. You have to count on the quality and the skills of the players. For example, for defenders, they have to be, I don't know, well, yes, they have to be strong and fast, but also they have to have control on the way of initiating the game and starting the action to attack. What about midfielders? They have to pay attention to attack and defend. They have to know how to position themselves after defending to attack. And what about the forwards or players on the wings? Well, what do they have to do? They are the ones that know or to go on the first side to do the pressing, to go and press the opponent. If we pay attention to football games nowadays, a lot of teams, well, most of them or even all of them, go and press the goalkeeper, go and to press the starting of the action from the center backs or the full backs. And sometimes this is a mistake. Why? Because of two things. I will say that the first thing is that they are not going to keep that intensity the whole game, and even in the first actions, they are not going to be fast enough to press and to move from side to side to reach the ball and get possession. And I will say that the second mistake is that if you have an opponent which has have very intelligent players, for example, a center back who makes a drive through lines, this pressing way is absolutely useless. So what do we have to teach the players? I will say that to teach the players in an individual way will be to have control on the specific tasks that are going to make them grow as players, but also in a global idea of what the team needs. Xavi Hernandez is a player, is a coach that was a Football Barcelona former player, and he knows the academy. Diego Simeone has been trained for Atletico for more than 12 years. But we know that nowadays in modern football, coaches don't stay in the same club and work for the same club all this long. The first head coach is going to change. It should be in the way for clubs to work, trying to have the same style in the coaches they are going to have, or the coaches they want to sign. But, well, sometimes when you change the head coach, it means because things have gone wrong and you need a change of style. So what happens when this change of style comes? Maybe the players from the academy, I'm thinking, for example, of Villarreal. Villarreal with Unai Emery, before leaving to Aston Villa, they were playing a very good game style, a very good way of playing. I mean, attacking, combination game, passing game. Well, suddenly Unai Emery left to Aston Villa, and they signed Quique Setién, who also worked for Barcelona. And it is logical, because Quique Setién is very similar, or should be similar. We can say that he is very similar in this style game to Emery. But, well, they finished the season and they started this year, and Quique Setién was sacked because they didn't win games and the situation was very bad. And they signed Pacheta, who is the current Villarreal head coach. And Pacheta has a totally different style for his team. He has a style with a very classical 4-4-2, all of them fighting, long balls, and maybe we could say this old British style for naming it like this, and it was totally totally different to Emery or Quique Setién. So what happens when the youth players from the academy come to the first team? They are lost. They get lost, and this, I mean with this, that this process shouldn't be so academical in this way. We have to come back and return to more intuitive and natural way of training to teach the youth players new things and to adapt them into the real football, I would say. Less academical, maybe.
Yeah, because the biggest thing is everyone wants to work at a first team level, you know, like the head coach, you know, and you look at, I think I was reading Ewan McTeer's book on Atletico Madrid, and it's a really great quote about what Simeone said, you know, energy excites, charisma inspires, and you look at how, like, I went to the Wanda last year, and the best part was I watched the warm-up, I watched the atmosphere beforehand, it was brilliant, but the charisma on him, it was always very much, every player fights for him. You know, you can see the experienced ones, the younger ones, and then of course they had AC/DC's Thunderstruck, you know, through 5 minutes beforehand. It got the crowd energised. But going back to kind of where you were at Vallecano, that's obviously a big club, you know, and how they kind of worked. See, when you're working with a club that's maybe not as big as Atletico or Real Madrid, or there's three or four clubs in the same area, how do you try and keep the players motivated? Because when in Glasgow you've got multiple clubs, so Rangers, Celtic, Queen's Park, and Partick Thistle, but you can be working at a lower level, then you can go to a higher level, but then you can be maybe working at a club that you're basically experienced to deal with different scenarios. When you're working at Vallecano for a year, you talked about methodology, and it was very much, this is how we're going to play. Was that through the club methodology and you learning just to kind of adapt, or was it your methodology with the club? It's just so it's interesting, because a lot of clubs now have their own methodology and bring coaches in who have a very similar methodology, so therefore it's like there's not a lot of disruption to the academy.
You mean for maybe more humble clubs, or
yes, not, yeah. So the ones that are maybe a little bit. So you look at Real Madrid, you look at Atletico Madrid, you look at clubs that are maybe at this level, a higher level, but then you've got clubs that maybe are a wee bit not smaller, but just not as well recognised, but you still have to work with a club that's maybe as just a little bit, you have to do that a little bit more to work with the player, because they might not make it at the top level, but they're still going to make it as a footballer.
Yes, well, nowadays I'm currently also training for a local club here where I live in the north of Madrid. I'm helping them with the methodology, and we have this under 16 team, and well, for example, we have this methodology department, and they work well. They have this methodology line with, as I told you before, 25-30 objectives to train. And well, for example, we can think of this this week, and for the next 2 weeks, we have to work on the defensive side. And the coordinator, the director of methodology, said to work on pressing. Yes, how and where to press the different lines. And well, we are in the situation that we don't have. First of all, we don't have the full pitch for us. So what you are going to train is not going to be real. If you want to make them grow and keep the not to be relegated at the end of the year, and you see that your players and the whole team need something specific and something that needs to be trained, and it is different to this defensive objective that the director of methodology told you to work, well, you are in a problem because you don't know what to do. And you know what your team needs, but you have to follow the points that are fixed by the methodology department. What to do then? This is a very hard task for you as a coach, because you have to adapt the drills to the space, to the objectives, and to the needs of your team. But it is a way. This is a way for learning, for you to make you a better coach. I'm also working for La Liga Select project, which is a way of working by La Liga with some players that come from the United States, some players come from South Korea and Asian countries, and they come here to Madrid. They train for 3 or 4 days a week, and they play three games. They visit Madrid and they go and have a training season in Valdebebas with Real Madrid, or Wanda Sports Center in for Atletico, and well, they try to get a lot of information both on the pitch and both on in the academy classes and so. And they go back to their countries with a lot of information and a lot of things trained and worked. And for example, La Liga Select work very well on these tasks and sites, and they want you to prepare very good training seasons and following the not a specific methodology, but trying to adapt the objectives to the ages. So I think that comparing both sides, the first one was I was talking about this local team I'm helping and working with them, and La Liga Select side. Comparing these two ways of working, I will say that you don't have to fix a global objective for all the teams in the club. You will have to pay attention to the different ages and stages where the youth players are and what they need and what they have to improve. It is not very easy to work with, for example, in a local club, because you are alone on your own, and maybe you have the help of an assistant coach that comes 1 or 2 times a week, not every day. Sometimes in the game you are alone, and in Atletico, Real Madrid, Rayo, and the most important academies, you have 10 people with you. You only have to control. And physical coaches are going to work on the activation side in the very first minutes. Everything is on its place. I mean, these cones are there, the balls are there. You have 30 balls, 20 balls, so you don't have to get lost. And well, you have to be ready and work a lot for the opportunity to come.
What I'll do is we'll leave it there. We'll do if you're up for a part two. We'll talk about the kind of methodology of Atletico and the job you're in the moment, because I'm interested in the kind of mindset of working in Spain, but also having, obviously we've done this in English, but I've seen something which I'm going to share in the next couple of weeks with a coach who basically did a presentation in Spanish and got a lot of questions back and forth with a coach, and it was great, but you had to learn how to adapt to the language, how to deal with problems. So what I'll do is thank you again, Jose. I really appreciate the time, and we'll go do a part two, and we'll make it more to do with the kind of coaching side and how the session plan works and all that, if that's okay.
Great, perfect. Sorry if I was too long in my answers.
No, it's great. Okay, thank you again.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you. Thank you so much.